for everything they've done, it would take forever. But they, our kids here at our school, they do a fantastic job. And I also want to just commend and thank the teachers for the work that they put in. It seems to be just a tireless thing that teachers do. Get up early every day, prepare, teach. It's just one of those things where, well, you know, you're a parent, you're teaching. Parents are to teach also. All of us are teachers in this room. If you're a parent, grandparent, you're a teacher. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Train up a child. That word train simply means to educate and teach the child in the way that he or she should go. It's really a command to the parents from God. As Solomon wrote this, he gave us that command to train up a child. The Bible says in the way that he should go, not in the way that he or she wants to go. You know, children are cute little children, but they're cute little sinners, and they're born that way. And we don't have to train them and teach them to sin. That comes natural. We have to teach them and train them to serve God. We have to teach and train them to obey God. We have to teach and train them the right things to do, because naturally, you know what comes natural. We all know what comes natural. And so we're to train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he is old, that word old literally means, it doesn't mean old like me. Yeah. I'm old. And the kids will, you know, sometimes they say, how old do you think I am? Ah, you're 85. You're 102. And, you know, kids, they don't know. And some of them say, oh, yeah, I think you're 40. Thank you. That word old really means the age, and this is the meaning of the word old. It's not what we kind of would think, but it's the age of hair on the chin, like a teenager. And so even as a teenager, they have to be trained and taught. And we would hope that as we train up children at a young age, when they get to be the teen years, wouldn't it be nice if they just would sail through the teen years and just be godly little angels? Some are. Thank God for that, because they're trained right. But that's our job. Parents, it's the job of the parents to train the children. We do the best we can as teachers, as a Christian school. But it's really, it's the parents' final responsibility to train the children. We get them for a short time every day, only 5 days a week, not six or seven. We try to get them here or in a church of like faith on Sunday to train them and teach them and get them into Sunday school if they come to Sunday school. That always helps, but the final responsibility does not fall on us. It falls on you as the parent. So you need to ask yourself, what kind of a job am I doing training my child or children? Over in Deuteronomy chapter 6, we see this similar situation. In verse 4, Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4, it says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. Again, Moses is commanding the children of Israel, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that we as parents need to train and teach the children diligently. We are to talk, in verse 7, it says, talk of them. Those are the things of God. We are to be training our children and telling our children that they are to love God with all of our hearts and with all their souls and with all their mind, with all their strength. We sometimes say it's good for us parents, but are we training and teaching our children to do the same thing? teach your children to love God. Teach your children to love the church that they attend. Teach the children that to love one another even better than themselves. That's what we need to be training and teaching our children, is that they need to respect one another. They need to respect other children in school. They need to respect even strangers on the street, strangers in a store, wherever it is. We need to be training our children in the right way. The best book to use, the best book in the world is this book right here. This is the best book to use to train our children. Yes, we have good math books and history books and English books and word building and all the other things, but this book has it all in it. This has science in it, history, it has math, it has literature, it has everything we need in this book right here. Many, many, many years ago, this was the main textbook of all public schools in America. This was the main textbook of all public schools. That is no longer the case, but it's our main textbook here in this school. Amen. And any good Christian school will make sure that the Bible is the main textbook of that school. It needs to be the main textbook of your life, your own personal life, your family's life. I hope and pray that you as a parent care enough and love your child enough to teach and train them in the ways of God. Their eternal destiny depends upon it. Whether they go to heaven or not when they die someday. And how they live their life as a child, as a teenager, as an adult. We as adults here, we have all made mistakes. We've all sinned. We've all done things we probably are not proud of. It would be nice if we came with a rewind button. But we did not come with a rewind button. We must learn from those mistakes, those sins. We must learn from them to not repeat them again. But listen, the best teachers in this room are the adults, because you've gone through these things. You can tell your kids, hey, I did that when I was your age. Don't you do that. This is what happened to me when I did that. And we can train them and teach them. Get them in church. Get them in church. Get them in Sunday school. Bring them back Sunday night and Wednesday night. Show them that you care about their spiritual condition by making sure that those children, your grandchildren, any whoever it is, that you care about them, that you care about their souls. Listen, a child's soul will live forever and ever and ever. These bodies die at some point in our life, but our souls live on forever. And we need to be teaching and training our children the ways of God. We also teach them by example. Are you listening to me? What kind of an example are you? What kind of an example am I? Do you want your children to do exactly what you're doing? Then change what you're doing. And do what you're supposed to do. Lead and teach by example. And train them. It's up to you. It's up to me. It's up to our school. But the ultimate responsibility falls upon each and every one of us adults in here. Thanks for coming tonight. Appreciate you being here. I know it's early, but that's all we have tonight. Ah, we have ice cream. Ice cream. You like ice cream, Yuki? You like ice cream? Yeah. Do you have ice cream in Japan? Oh, yeah. All right. Let's stand. We'll be dismissed. And downstairs in our basement, we have some refreshments down there. And again, thank you for coming.